Welcome to the Mirrorblend Podcast. I'm Jeff Rigler, and this is Sam. Did you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Sam Bakley, just joining up with this podcast and really excited to work on it.
Yeah, man. I was happy when you agreed. We're going to talk about Unreal Engine and our, you know, trials and all everything that we're going through and that and Blender. I knew you would come across some, you know, tutorials and that. What were you talking about earlier about target practice?
Yeah. So some people who are listening to this, they might know about this already because, you know, they're probably a little deeper than I was, but I started with Unreal Sensei, who's on YouTube. He's got a lot of really great tutorials. And so what I was working on was kind of like just, I mean, today, most specifically, I was working on like collision mechanics and shooting like first person shooters in relation to targets. Right. And like, you know, how those collision mechanics work with objects in the game. And so what I'm working on right now is, I mean, I got the blueprint template in, right, the model. And I'm building that blueprint now. Right. So I'm just kind of building how those interactions work. And what's going to happen with what, and, you know, trying to get it to simulate. I did run into a bit of an issue with that. So, you know, we can dig into that pretty much at any time, but the whole core of it is like, I'm supposed to be able to see my blueprint side by side with the actual game, right, when I simulate it. And I'm not for some reason, which is really strange, but I'm working on that right now. And, it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And is the targeting like, so when it comes up, is it automatic targeting, like easy targeting? So you refocus on it right away kind of thing. Is that it?
No. It's actually just straight up, you know, the old fashioned way. You move your mouse a little bit and, you aim and hope that you're not some sort of, you know, 33-year-old boomer who doesn't understand how to have any aim. And I'm struggling with that, but it's pretty cool, honestly. I mean, to see it kind of all come into together into one thing, right? To see how like a character model exists, a gun model exists, right? To be able to swap out to another gun model, which I've already started working on, right? And then to be able to use those and actually see projectiles hit something, right? And have a collision mechanic that I'm building is incredible.
Is there crosshairs? Does he include any graphics or UMG with his tutorial? Or no?
So there's some stuff. Yeah. So there's definitely some crosshair stuff. You know, you can kind of see what's going on there, but a lot of it was built in. But now I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm rebuilding things essentially. So he's saying like, okay, here's what was built in already. So you can kind of see how this functions. Yeah. But now I'm adding a lot of these like extra mechanics myself.
Oh, that's awesome. So thumbs up for Unreal Sensei. I have used him before as well. I don't know if I sent this to you, Sam, or not, but have you also looked into Gorka Games on YouTube?
I had not yet. I feel like I remember you talking about it, but I've been so deep in what I've been doing. But honestly, I can also Google this on the side. Oh, that is not the person. That's a politician. Gorka Games. There we go. Now I've gotten somewhere. So this, now refresh my memory. What exactly is this guy? What am I looking for to learn from him?
Another like Unreal Sensei, just great for tutorials. He has like a from start to finish RPG.
Very cool.
All in blueprints. And for someone who's just like, hey, I want to make my own RPG in Unreal Engine, I'll jump over to Gorka Games. It's pretty good. And of course, I'm a huge fan of Steven Uliberry.
Yes.
Yeah, I must have sent you a link for Steven.
Oh yes, yeah. I've seen quite a bit of his stuff so far. Honestly, I mean, I'm just shocked at the amount of available content, right? I mean, you know, there's just so many things going on YouTube. You know, you would have think back in the day, right? Oh, I gotta go and get a real education in this. I gotta, you know, get some books or whatever and learn from that. But I mean, you could go on YouTube now and find just a plethora of free content that can teach you anything you want to know in this platform. It's incredible.
It's just something that sticks in my head is, I don't know what news program it was, but it was like single woman with kids builds her own house by watching YouTube tutorials. And 100%. when I saw that, it literally, I'm like, you can build your own game, do whatever you need. You can find it on YouTube and make it work, you know?
100%, 100%. I've been a huge fan of that for a while. I've literally watched videos that are like, hey, this is how you're going to build a house, you know? And things that I always thought, even like in any kind of realm, that would have been impossible for me to understand, or I would have needed to hire someone to do or whatever, is stuff that I can, you know, yeah, a 20-minute video. I'm like, okay, I could put up a wall here.
Yeah, it's kind of like that thing where, like, let's say you're a lawyer. Well, if you're a good lawyer, you're good because you're good at research and, mm-hmm. finding different laws and making it work. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the same thing in development. It's like, well, to be a really good developer is really just finding, you know, researching and getting the right code and all like that. So
100%, 100%. Yeah, I see that all the time, you know. Google, literally, you can get a Google degree. Google will pretty much be your college education.
I know.
And, I mean, so many people, I have a background, you know, in marketing. So it's like in my field, all back in the day, it was like, okay, you know, you need to learn something, Google it. Yeah, you need to learn a new Excel formula, Google it. You know, you're trying to learn how to code, Google it. You know, it's just so much. And now with obviously the iterations of ChatGPT,
yeah,
I don't even really need to do the Googling part of the Googling. I just need to do the typing part of the Googling. And then it gives me the information I need. Exactly. And then you just kind of parse it a little bit and, you know, make sure that it's not some sort of absolutely, you know, scuffed nonsense. But it's incredible what you can learn just from AI. So good job, AI. You've convinced me.
It's totally, again, For anyone who's just thinking, oh, geez, can I make my own game? And that's really, you know, us doing this podcast. It's like, hey, we're just a couple of Joes that are like, you know, let's make a game. Let's figure this out. I don't have a computer science degree, but I am doing C++, and I'm doing it because Steven Uluberry taught me through Udemy. Is another resource, that Udemy.com. And that's what, I mean, really, I just think that you can do it. So if you have like a goal, like, oh, I need, whether it's targets or going through a portal, whatever it is that you have, like in your game, it's out there. You can find it and then just make it work. And anyways, it's pretty, these are like the most exciting times for me, at least.
It's so exciting, man. Like I'm just on this, oh my gosh, whatever Gorka Games that you were talking about, right? We probably should put links to this, by the way, and things, so people can find this stuff.
Shoot me a link to your Sensei one that you're working on, and I'll put it in.
I can do that. Yeah, I mean this one's incredible. Look at this, okay. I'm just in the preview tab, right? You know how you get in their channel and it's like a preview tab, popular videos, whatever.
Yeah.
So I've got here, it's Unreal Engine 5 RPG tutorial, how to animate characters, how to make your first game. Another RPG series, how to use C++, how to make a full horror game. It's just like an ultra realistic boss fight. Like the depth of this sort of stuff is just incredible, you know? So, I don't know. It's a lot to comprehend, but you know, it can teach even the most layman like me.
Yeah. And then, you take that and you use the marketplace, which is so bizarre to me, but Fab, I wonder how many people are, like, I really would love to know, like, how many people are happy with fab.com. But anyway, so on Fab, you can find, you know, again, anything that you're really looking for. You can find the mocaps that you need for the animation, usually. Really, there's nothing you can't do between Unreal Engine. And then also, I know we'll go more into Blender as well, like, just between those two programs, you've got a whole gaming company right there.
Exactly, dude. I mean, and this is incredible. You know, I know that I only had a brief, you know, introduction to Fab before, but I mean, I just decided to kind of for the sake of talking to people about it now, right? I mean, I'm on this website, right? And I'm looking to see, okay, there's not only, I mean, it's Unity, it's Unreal, right? And it breaks it down by different types of assets. You look at the numbers here, I mean, 3D models, 183,000 3D model assets. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this, and this is how easy it is. Like, you don't even have to have a high budget to make this thing happen. Okay. I'm literally in this. Okay. I've got this limited time free section, right? It says free until March 25th. Okay. So
yeah, I love the free stuff. Yes.
This is one right now. I'm looking at this Gaia kit. It's an environment kit. $199.99 normally free. And yeah. it's good quality stuff. I mean, it's rated at a 4.6. I've got this other $40 modular sci-fi hover vehicles, $40. Western Town with construction, $100 free. And these are quality kits that it's just like, you know, it's going right to you with all the stuff you need. And you can, and that's even kind of inspiration too. You know, you can look at, oh, well, it's free. Oh, cool. Western Town. Maybe I do want to make some kind of Western. Maybe I want to be the next Red Dead Redemption. Okay. Well, yeah. Here you go. For less, yes. For $100 less than you would, you can start by having a Western desert town and you can be the next Red Dead Redemption.
Exactly. No, exactly. Yeah. It's so inspiring. And really, I love the free stuff of the month. So you get like so many. And even from some of those, I did a few years back, I did a game on, it's on Steam. It really is tutorial-esque, but Ronald's Run, and it was the fantasy forest village, fantasy village that was on a free marketplace at the time. Exactly. And that just started off with the whole game because it was perfect with this character that I had. It inspires. Yeah. And I can't believe that they're still doing it. I thought, well, eventually they'll stop giving away free stuff. And like, no, they do like every month on clockwork, you know?
Exactly. It's like Epic Games. I'm like, oh yeah, eventually they'll kind of have, you know, they'll somewhat compete with Steam and I'll stop getting really cool free games every month. If you could see my library, it's overflowing with games that I've just gotten for free. And yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of it. I think that sort of stuff encourages people.
Yes.
To do things that they didn't think were possible, right? I mean, because it's so easy to look at something and say, well, oh, that costs money, right? And I don't have that money. I don't have whatever. But I mean, literally, it's three amazing assets just right here, just for March, right? And who knows what kind of new stuff they'll have next month, right?
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of potential, and you never know what's going to strike that inspiration chord, which I love.
Yeah, and then the great thing about it, bring it on into the engine. You can go in and, you know, change the materials a little bit, make it your own. You know, whether it's an environment, you can move some of the, you know, move some of the rocks around, make it a little bit different. And I've never had anyone go, I can see this asset is just from the marketplace or something. You know what I mean? Like, because... Yeah. Really, if that's the problem, then your game has a bigger problem.
Oh, 100%.
You know, if you're just focused on the background or you don't like the, you know, an axe or something that he's holding, then yeah, there's something really wrong with the game.
100%. 100%. And I don't know, maybe other people think about things differently. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty like, I would not say I'm a serious gamer, but I'm not like, you know, so serious about it that I'm worried about any of that sort of stuff. But honestly, yeah. I don't think there's ever been a time where I've played a game, even the biggest AAA budget to like the most indie of indie games, yeah. And been like, oh my gosh, this was a free asset. Clearly I can't play this.
Yeah.
You know,
in the back. Oh, yeah.
it's not like that, you know? So to take advantage of these resources. And honestly, even if it's just a project that you're excited about, a project to boost your portfolio, something like that, something like me, where you're literally just trying to use something to learn, have fun with it. You know, I mean, there's, you know, don't second guess the resources and don't look at it as like a detriment or don't think that other people are going to be thinking about it because they certainly aren't.
I agree. Besides Unreal Sensei, what are some of the other, what are some of the other gurus that you found, if any?
You know, I actually haven't been digging in too much further to those yet. I've been really like Unreal Sensei has been huge so far. And I think that's the part that's like, that I think is most important to remember, right? Like for someone in my position, you know, who's brand new to this, is like, don't overwhelm yourself, right? So I actually, you know, I probably should look this guy up real quick. I did see this. This is the guy I originally found Unreal Sensei through, right? And he was like, oh yeah, you know, I created a game in Unreal having no experience, right? And created it in like 14 days. Oh, this is it. I found him right here. So is it's titled "I Made a Game in Unreal in 14 Days (Parentheses No Experience)" right? And the guy's name is Jack Sather or Sather. I'm probably mispronouncing it. I don't know if you might remember. I was talking about this. I was just getting like real into it on the phone, but he was the guy who was like having his girlfriend film him with the motion capture stuff, right? Like in his backyard, he was making all the movements, right? And so that is really one of the first videos that actually got me to Unreal Sensei and got me really like inspired, right? If like this guy who's just played video games and makes video game content online is like, dude, I've never made a game before. What can I do in 14 days? You know, that I think is what kind of got me there. And I think one of the coolest things is just like the realism of it, right? He's like, he's looking at these tutorials, he's putting together content, and he's like, he's being honest about it. He's like, oh, you know, I was trying to make something. I was trying to look at this resource. I got onto YouTube and now suddenly I'm in like a 2-hour rabbit hole of like apartment tours with, you know, Architecture Digest and all this stuff. And like how easy it is to just get off track when you're making a game, dude. And it's, I don't know, that kind of content resonates with me too, because like I have serious ADHD. So it's so easy for me to get there, you know?
I get it. And I know that I kind of liken to making a game like, you know, people say that they'll hire you if you went to college, no matter what your degree is, right? If you just finish your degree, it shows that you can stay on the job or what have you.
Yeah, you have the tenacity to complete something. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can finish a game, you know, hopefully ship it either on Steam or maybe if it's mobile. I mean, that just shows any potential, you know, gaming company, wow, he had an idea, he created it, and actually got it shipped. So
exactly. I mean, really, it's just a portfolio builder at the end of the day, you know. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? Like that's what I would really tell people is like, you could make the jankiest looking game. It could be goofy. It could have no plot. It could be the silliest looking characters. It could be craziness and it could be scuffed beyond all reason, you know, but just getting out there and making something for the first time, putting something in your portfolio and showing like, this is what I did and this is where I learned and how I learned it, right? To kind of further on that when you're trying to speak on your project is so important.
Yeah, and it's just again, each game is like a building block, whether it's a certain ability or effects that you use that you translate to another game. And because I'm seeing that now from Lost Robot was a game that I also produced back in 21.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm using some of that in Paul Bunyan. And anyway, it's just, it is awesome.
Well, I think about it like this, right? Like this is one of my, you know, this is one of my favorite games back in the day. I'll just use this as an example because I was doing some research on it the other day, right? Mm-hmm. And it's Gears of War, right? Everyone's probably played Gears of War, you know, back absolutely on the Xbox 360. They've gone through, you know, the 6-7 iterations now. And it's you know, even on the Xbox 360 or an old console, it still looked halfway decent, right? And that was put together by Cliffy B, right? Cliff Bleszinski, who was a serious game developer. He actually made a BR that I really liked that unfortunately failed, but, you know, neither here nor there. But his first game, he made it like 15 years old. It was called Palace of Deceit, right? And it was, I mean, just, you know, it was made in the 90s, right? So obviously it wasn't, you know, amazing looking back then. But just that you can go from making just essentially what is just drawings put together into, you know, almost like it's like a cartoon mostly more than a game, into arguably one of the most popular shooters of the Xbox era, right? The Xbox 360 era that has now even so many years later made its way onto the PlayStation and it's just everywhere. It's been on PC. So it's just like a journey can start from something that is nothing. And before you know it, you're making Gears of War and millions of people are playing your game online.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I love, I actually love Gears of War and, the Coalition, up in Seattle. I know they worked on that and also using Unreal Engine.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So get into Unreal, download it, get 5.5. So you're actually caught up. Like I was using like 5.0 or something worse than that before. Get caught up and start making games. Get excited about it. That's what I say.
Yeah, I am. I'm on 5.2 and I'm already so far in on the development, with Paul Bunyan that I'm just going to complete the first, the first shipment at 5.2.
Yeah.
Only because I'm so far in, but.
Well, exactly. No need to rebuild anything just to go up 0.3, you know, Unreal iteration.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no, there's so much potential.
What's funny is I saw some of the guys from Coalition speak at one of the Unreal Fests, and they were working on one of the iterations of Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I believe, like the latest Unreal was like 4.27.
Yeah.
And this is what really shocked me. They're like, well, we're actually developed this entire game like with like 4.15 or something like that. I was like,
yeah,
I was blown away thinking like, you know, this big time studio would have the absolute like latest, you know, and then here they are like, you know, well, we've already come so far on this game. We got to stick with this. Anyways, it's just funny.
I mean, that's the thing, is you don't need those higher end resources, right? I mean, you definitely need to have a, you know, a relatively powerful computer, right? I mean, I was doing mine though with, I mean, I have a 3-point-some-odd, you know, GPU. I got a 2070. I had 16 gigabytes of RAM, right? I mean, I've upgraded now to 32. I'm like living like a king, but I had 16 gigabytes of RAM and I was messing around in Unreal. You know, it's like, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. You don't have to have all the top of the line resources, right? You know, you can do a lot of different things. And even something like I know I talk about this game all the time, but Stardew Valley, you know, it was not created using these top of the line resources, and it was made by one person. And everyone listening to this podcast knows what Stardew Valley is, and odds are they probably played it.
Oh yeah, it's actually really fun. I've played it with my kids.
Great. And that was developed just using, you know, some kind of C framework, I think. So it really was not. Yeah. Again, you don't need everything to just get started. Just get out there and have an idea and you'll be in a good
place. It's like, it's all the inspiration, like from the guy that did, what is it? Meat Boy. Right.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Super Meat Boy. Another game that I played a lot, dude. What felt like a meme game that my friends told me about. And then I downloaded it. And I'm like, oh God, this is fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, I guess I see with us, you know, doing this podcast and that is just providing a little bit of inspiration to keep going. I'm going to share, you know, everything that I do throughout the week on my current build, either with Lost Robot or Paul Bunyan. And then I know, Sam, do you have a working title on the game that you're working on?
I do not have a working title on it yet. That is to come. It's still like a, generic, game development project. It doesn't have a name, doesn't even have a code name, but, that's okay. For a newbie like me, it's a little bit more of a slower process, and it's going to be that way. So, you know, for any noob game developers out there like me, you know that, you know, it's okay to just have, you know, it's okay to start with just a title, or to not start with a title, or to start with just an outline of how you want your game to work, or just to be in a notebook, man. I mean, you're sitting around at night and you got a notebook open and you're thinking about your game. It's so okay to start with just one little bit and to go from there.
Exactly. Well, and then the cool thing is, I know you're probably using paper 2D, right? Or you're learning.
That's correct.
2D game.
That's correct. Yes. So that is, and that's exactly one of the cool things as well, right? Is, you know, you might think about like, okay, well, do I need, is Unreal Engine only for 3D games, right? Because, you know, Unreal Engine has so many 3D resources, and that is a lot of what it is, because it's a lot of what many games are developed as, right? But, you know, there's things like paper 2D where you can develop a top-down game, you can develop a side-scroller, you can develop a, you know, a platformer, an RPG, any sort of, you can develop a farming sim, right? Yeah. All of that stuff using these plugins. I mean, there's just so much potential to it.
Yeah, no, and because we did, Poop Rocket, as you know, mm-hmm. Is 2D. It's just done with, Dave Vamos, and it's amazing. We haven't, the thing is, I'll have to admit on this podcast that it was done originally in Unity, mm-hmm. and now we need to create paper, use paper 2D and get it into the Unreal Engine. because there's a lot more that we want to do with it, and just having it within the engine would be phenomenal.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Unreal Engine is just so powerful, and not to say that Unity is not powerful, because it is. I mean, you could use Game Maker Studio or whatever, and you can find a way to create something interesting. So
Unity's, Unity has its own, but that's not this podcast. So I don't want to.
Exactly.
But it is.
Saying it does exist.
God knows it's good. Yes, it is good. But back to Unreal Engine here.
Exactly. The important stuff. Yeah.
So anyhow, so what do you got going today? You're there at Top Deck Gaming?
Yeah, here at Top Deck. I'm just kind of continuing to work along on designing my game, developing my game. Again, it's just, you know, for anyone who's interested in what the idea is of it, right? It's a kind of like a 16-bit RPG, essentially, in, you know, the light of like Chrono Trigger, early Final Fantasy, Super Mario RPG, right? Just all the stuff that I used to love as a kid. I'm a 33-year-old man. So, you know, anyone who is my age is probably seen and played these games countless times. There's lots of RPG addicts out there. So that's kind of what I'm working on, just building this slowly, brick by brick. And then it's just gaming all day. At Top Deck, it's mostly just gaming all day. So, it's an inspiring environment for me.
That's awesome. And I was just wondering, do you have any cutscenes in your head that you're gonna want to see or animate?
I have some things that I'm tossing around in my head right now. I'm really in the stage of like building the story, right? So I've kind of got like the first characters outlined, how they're meeting each other, right? So like how you're essentially adding different classes to, you know, through the story, adding different classes to your party and stuff like that. But I definitely have some, I would say, early kind of drafting phase cutscenes and how bosses will be introduced and things like that. And it's really just a lot of flashing lights, you know, things like explosions and stuff like that, that, you know, it's just kind of like, it shows that it's like, it's an average world, but it's overrun by, you know, serious RPG baddies, right? Great. That's really what you awesome. Want. You want to start by fighting skeletons, and then you want to be fighting like the dark ruler of the universe at the end of any RPG or whatever, you know? So
kind of like Chrono Trigger, like those big baddies, like coming in, filling the screen.
Exactly. Yeah. The guys who is like, you know, you're seeing it on your screen, but you're really only part, even sometimes seeing part of that monster, right? You can, it's implied that the rest of the character, the rest of the monster is so large that it's such a scale greater than the heroes themselves, right? That it's way off the screen, and that you're essentially just like fighting the front of it or, you know, taking it down from this one perspective, which is, you know, I think it's got a lot of growth to go, but I've got a pretty vague idea of how it all outlines. Now I just need to get it's about getting the story right. Each individual scene to kind of connect to each other individual scene, because, you know, RPGs, they're not levels, right? It's really kind of a fluid environment, but it's like, you know, you can through cutscenes kind of introduce those new environments or those new like quasi levels, if that makes
sense. Yeah, it's exciting. Well, it's been great. I feel, you know, really really good about our first podcast here, and anyways, I wanted to just wrap it up. Did you have any shout outs for your shop?
Yeah, no. So basically, again, it's Top Deck Gaming. You can find us at Top Deck Gaming ME, and that's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. It's on TikTok. It's on Twitch. Going to be starting to do some like Pokemon stuff on Twitch and card stuff on Twitch. And really, you know, we're online, right? If you're a card gamer or a video gamer, a board gamer, find us on eBay. Find us on TCG Player. Lots of cool stuff for sale and lots of cool stuff to interact with on all our socials.
That's great. And yeah, and we're here at pandadropgames.com, and please see our latest game, Poop Rocket, for free, absolutely free, on Steam.
And it is so fun. I have it installed right here next to all my other games, and honestly, it is so addictive, so definitely check it out.